I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Ross Anthony. He's with the UP Sled Dog Association, and they're getting ready for the opening ceremonies and start of the UP 200 and Midnight Run Sled Dog races in downtown Marquette. The starts of the races are coming up in just about a week, and here's all the information about what's happening with Ross Anthony from the UP Sled Dog Association.
Everything really starts for us on Wednesday when the headquarters opens up at the Holiday Inn, but then the real show will start Friday night. 6:30 is the opening ceremonies, and the first dog will go out at 7.
And the other thing to remember with that is you start off the UP 200, then there's a little bit of a break, and then you start the midnight run, so there's a lot of opportunities to see some teams.
Yeah, it's an exciting year for us. Sled dog mushing as a whole has been in down throughout the mushing community. And this year is an incredible year for us. We're up to 20 in the UP 200, 20 in the midnight run. So we'll be running 40 teams out of downtown, which is really exciting. That's nearly double for the UP 200 what we had a couple years ago. So we're seeing a revitalization in mushing and really the race in general. Our numbers are higher than all of the other mid-distance races throughout the U.S. So we're really excited about what's going on.
Well, this is a credit to what you do with the UP Sled Dog Association, with the organizers, the people that are involved, and the volunteers that step up, that you're getting a great response. People know this is one of the top-notch races that are going on in our region.
Yep, we were able to raise the purse this year, so that helped. There's some more money on the line for the mushers, but the downtown is really what brings those mushers every year, and all of the towns in between. You've got Grand Marais, mushers, we'll talk about that, for 365 days till the next race, and the hospitality that they were given up in Grand Marais, and all of the stops along the race trail. So it's an entire community that pulls together for this.
Okay, for someone that's never visited, let's say they've never been to the opening ceremonies, what can they expect? What's going to be happening that night?
We'll start off at 6:30, opening ceremonies. We've got a pretty full lineup of dignitaries this year. Very own Walt, you'll be there with Frida up on stage.
Doing it again, and it's an honor. It's been a pleasure to do. We've been done it. Frida, Warren, and I have emceed that start for so many years, and to hear that you have 20 in each race is fantastic, because I remember when it wasn't like that. But you've got the opening ceremonies. I know that the Marquette Male Chorus will do the national anthems and all of that, and then it gets going, and that's where really the crowd comes in.
And we really enjoy having that crowd down there, and that's what the mushers, a lot of them talk about, and a lot of them come to experience that. It's been referred to as a rock show environment for those mushers. They are the star, and it's really the community that makes that possible. The hype and the feeling and the excitement, and just the community coming together to support this event and have a good time. We've got people from all over the United States coming to view this, and taking those people in and making them one of our own is what we're best at here in this area.
Then the races run, they go to various locations, and all of this information is available on your website, which is what?
UP200.org. Check it out. We've got a great updated website as of last year. Very well organized, and if you have any questions, contact information is on there as well.
That's the comments of Ross Anthony with the UP Sled Dog Association. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.